May it please the court. My name is Sharon Flaherty. My attorney registration number is 30909. I represent the plaintiff appellant, the people of the state of Colorado. I am requesting that this court order Mr. Montanez to make full restitution for the pecuniary losses suffered by Memorial Hospital, the victim's mother, and the victim in this case, PB. At the hearing before the trial court on October 1st, Judge Ayupa entered an order that only allowed a portion of the full pecuniary losses suffered by the victims in this case. Implicitly in his order, he acknowledged that the victim in this case, Memorial, was in fact a victim under the restitution statute, that he found proximate cause, but inexplicably he created a framework for awarding pecuniary losses that is not recognized under the restitution statute in 18.1.3601 or in 18.3.414. Judge Ayupa separated out the victim's losses into what he deemed to be losses with the evaluation portion of the same exam that was administered in this case versus treatment costs, loss, all from the same examination. There is no provision for that in any of these statutes to make that distinction once the court determined that Memorial was in fact a legitimate victim under the statute.
Ms. Flaherty, it seems like the primary issue before us is whether the cost to issue for this same examination constituted treatment. And my question to you is, what evidence was presented either of testimony or documents or statements by your office to say to show that that was treatment?
The people filed a motion with the court on October 1st, as well as proceeded by offer of proof at the hearing that day. The victim in this case, PB, was a 14-year-old girl who was brought into Memorial Hospital the day after the continuing nature of the sex assault had been discovered. The sexual assault was discovered on February 19th, 2009. Deputies from the El Paso County Sheriff's Office came out late that night and were there to the early hours of the morning. As such, the mom did not take her daughter into the hospital that night, but waited to the next day after everyone had had an opportunity to sleep. She was unaccompanied by law enforcement when she went into Memorial Hospital. When she was there, she presented to the triage nurse, who's also a forensic nurse examiner, and she submitted to a juvenile sex assault examination. Those have a pretty standard format, which the nurse does with a victim in a case like this. They conduct a head-to-toe assessment of the victim, looking for any signs of injuries, either to the genitals, to the body, looking for signs of STDs. The nurse also checks to see if the victim is possibly pregnant. A urine test screen was done on the victim, PB, in this case. The victim also was given two antibiotics, which are prophylactic measures in order to prevent transmission of STDs if that is an issue in the case.
Wasn't the victim or the hospital reimbursed or ordered to be reimbursed for the pregnancy test and the antibiotics?
Those were. That's what Judge Ayupa deemed to be the treatment costs. There was $650 and I believe 25 cents that was a cost association solely with Megan Lechner's evaluation and consultation with PB in this case. The court somewhat discounted the significance of that. The same examiner is not only there to do an evaluation, but to provide counseling.
Well, Ms. Flaherty, let me get back to my question because I'm not sure that you actually answered it. Because what I wanted to know is what information was presented. You gave us lots of information, but it's not clear to me how much of what you just told us was either in the district attorney's motion or in the offer of proof, either or both or neither.
regarding the people's original motion. The people set forth in paragraph 5, the amounts charged for the total amount charged for the sexual assault examination, which include prescribed antibiotics, pregnancy test, and 15 months of prejudgment interest. In paragraph 16, the people further laid out what sort of treatment was administered to PB. She was taken for a medical evaluation and treatment. She was seen by Megan Lechner. She did that head-to-toe screening for injuries, diseases, and pregnancy. She was prescribed 2 different antibiotics as a prophylactic against commonly transmitted sexual diseases and a pregnancy test. That information was also relayed to the court during the actual hearing.
Counsel, does it make any difference? Does the restitution statute talk about medical treatment, or does it talk about any pecuniary losses?
It's written very broadly to include any pecuniary losses suffered by the victim. And here, these are easily calculable. We have an itemized statement from Memorial that specifies what amounts were set forth for each portion of the treatment rendered by Memorial.
So does it have to be treatment? Do you agree it has to be treatment to be an item that can be recovered in restitution?
I think that is a false category. I think what the issue before the court is that this was treatment that the victim was required to seek out because of actions of the defendant. The defendant had engaged in a pattern of sexual behavior with this victim. She was underage. It put her at risk for injury, pregnancy, diseases, future issues with her own sexuality. She received counseling, pregnancy tests, medication, and pregnancy screening. To make these false dichotomies of this is only for evaluation or treatment ignores the entire loss to this victim. She had to go to Memorial, not only for her peace of mind, her mother's peace of mind, to make sure that she was okay. And so people's argument to the court is that the entire bill, the entire pecuniary loss associated with this visit to Memorial Hospital is a recompensable loss that is recognized under the restitution statute and should have been ordered pursuant to 18.1.3.601 and following.
And so can the same examination serve more than one purpose? And if it serves more than one purpose, does that affect the recoverability of those costs?
The same examination can serve more than one purpose. It is both medical, diagnostic, as well as an evidence collecting tool for law enforcement. The bill that was presented to the victim here is solely for the medical expenses. There is a separate statute in the Colorado Revised Statutes that deal with reimbursing law enforcement agencies for the direct costs associated with the collection of forensic evidence. That is 18.3.407.5(1). But the language for that statute, the court should take note, it is only repayment for the direct costs associated with the collection of the forensic evidence. That is using the same kick to do either internal swabs, external genitalia swabs, providing that kit to law enforcement. That evidence collection portion is not billed to the victim. The bill that was presented to the court in the trial court and the bill that is before the court today are solely the expenses associated with the medical examination. The evidence collection portion was billed separately to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office because there was a kit collected regarding an external genitalia swab. Ultimately wasn't processed, however, it was collected. That is billed separately.
Was the trial court made aware of that?
No, it was not. In the argument before the court, we talked specifically about the medical expenses. I don't think it was ever alluded to, and I think that Judge Ayupa at some point was trying to remember that particular statute, but it wasn't something that was relevant because the breakdown for evidence collection was never presented in the victim's bill. That was handled separately from the bill that was presented to the court that the people were seeking to have Memorial reimbursed for.
Thank you.
By having the court engage in this, it didn't imply the clear stated purpose, the legislative intent behind the restitution statute. The restitution statute, as well as the restitution of as a condition of probation statute in 18.1.3205, are very clear that the court is required, mandated, to order full restitution for the victim. This is also set forth in the legislative declaration to the restitution statute at 18.1.3601. That the defendant is under a moral and legal obligation to make full restitution to those harmed by their misconduct. By not allowing the entire bill to be reimbursed to Memorial and the victims in this case, the victim is bearing the cost of the defendant's wrongful actions. I respectfully ask the court to order the trial court below to enter an order allowing the full restitution set forth in the people's motion. The full amount of the restitution was $1,134.75 plus the applicable interest. Alternatively, if the court sees fit, we would ask to be able to approach the subject about whether these costs would be reimbursable under 18.3.414.
Did you raise that issue down in the trial court?
Regarding the separate statutes
the
18, specifically.
Yeah, the 18.3.414.
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
In the record?
Yes, Your Honor. It is both in my motion as part of the transcript, so it appears in both places. The court did not address it. However, it was raised in both issues. I think that the restitution statute itself is more vibrant and more broad and would accomplish the goals for victims of sexual assault better than the one specifically geared to victims, child victims of sexual assault. That is very limited, plus it is discretionary. The mandatory language in the restitution statute that the court shall does not appear in that. The court may order treatment costs. So I would ask this court to make the finding under the restitution statute. It is more broad, it is more vibrant, and it will help accomplish the goals that the legislature set forth in the enabling language of those statutes. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Joan Mountier, and I represent Mr. Montanez. My number is 18932. I think we need to focus more on what this exactly is at issue here. It's the SANE exam, which is for evidence collecting. It is not treatment. And that is the court did award the victim restitution for antibiotics and pregnancy tests, which could be considered treatment.
Excuse me, counsel, I want to ask you the same question I asked the opposing counsel. Does it matter whether it's treatment or not if it's a pecuniary loss under the restitution statute?
What I think it matters is whether it's a medical expense or a law enforcement expense. That's what matters under the law and the cases. The SANE exam is not a medical expense. The court didn't really come out and say that, but based on the discussion of the statute, not the restitution statute, but the ordering costs for probation, it asked counsel, do you really think the SANE exam is treatment or medical expense? I can't remember the exact words. So the court was expressing skepticism that it was a medical expense or
Yes, Madam Chair, what's your response to Ms. Flaherty's explanation that there is a separate cost that can be charged to the police for or the district attorney's office for collection of forensic evidence, and that the victim here was not charged that cost?
Well, that is not in the record that I'm aware of. That was not discussed that I remember in the record. I mean, so I don't really know how to answer that because I haven't reviewed that statute. But I will tell the court that in People versus Dubois, it said that, this court said that, let's see, what's the wording? We hold that typically the legislature must specifically include law enforcement costs within the restitution statute for them to be eligible for an award of restitution. And actually, law enforcement has gone to the legislature and asked for costs to be included, testing of testing and storing controlled substances in a controlled substance case. That's in the restitution statute, and that is a law enforcement cost. The same exam is used as a investigatory tool for the prosecution. It's very persuasive evidence. Sorry.
Ms. Mountier, let me ask you the flip side of the question that I asked Ms. Flaherty. What evidence is there in the record that the SANE examination was for law enforcement purposes as opposed to any kind of treatment?
I think there's just an insistence by the prosecution, might be wrong, that that it was treatment, and that's what they were arguing.
Well, Ms. Flaherty said that there was an offer of proof that indicated that the cost that the district attorney was requesting as to be included within the restitution order was for treatment.
Well,
is that correct?
Well, the court did award. I mean, if you look at the restitution, request for restitution, there's a request for antibiotics, pregnancy test, and separate category for the SANE exam. So the court did award what could possibly be construed as medical expense to the victim, to the hospital. It awarded pregnancy test and antibiotic cost for that. However, did not award costs for the SANE exam. The court has the discretion of whether to award costs for restitution. And I think the court is bound by what the legislature says is a law enforcement cost.
Well, as I understand it from what Ms. Flaherty says, and I haven't had an opportunity to actually look at the offer of proof from the district attorney's office, but according to what she said, the offer of proof indicated the basis for or the purpose of the SANE examination over and above the cost of antibiotics and the pregnancy test, and that those were assertedly or purportedly medical expenses. Is that correct?
No. It's a law enforcement, it's an investigatory tool for law enforcement. That
oh, I'm asking you if it's correct that that's what the offer of proof said.
Well, that was their argument, yes, that the SANE exam is treatment, and there was counseling and diagnosis, or they, I think they said diagnosis, but I don't know what the diagnosis was.
But if that was
SANE exam, I mean, as this court knows, please.
Well, if that was set forth, though, in a formal offer approved by the district attorney's office, wasn't it incumbent on Mr. Montanez to present evidence to the contrary?
No. I mean, they had a SANE nurse there to, they had the SANE nurse there to testify, and the judge just said, it's, you know, we don't need her. I don't agree that SANE exam is medical treatment. It's a medical expense. I mean, he didn't say that in so many words, but that's what I think the judge was saying. He didn't give the most articulate ruling. I mean, he just, I think we can gather from the record that that's why. I mean, he considered it. He heard the arguments, and that's why he made the ruling he did. I mean, as this court knows, SANE exams are done in almost every sexual assault case, if possible. I mean, they're typical, ordinary expense of law enforcement. They're not medical treatment. They're used to gather evidence to use in the prosecution or in plea bargains against the client. I don't know what the diagnosis would be in a SANE exam. I mean, the whole purpose of it is to gather evidence. It's not to treat the victim.
But I thought that there was, I thought that as I heard the, you know, opposing counsel say, there was an evaluation and counseling component of a SANE exam.
Okay, but they didn't say what the cost of that would be. There was no evidence presented. You're going to parse out every little part of a SANE exam? I mean,
As I understood her argument, I thought her argument was it was the evaluation and consultation or counseling part that would have been this other $550 or $600.
That's not what I understand. Maybe I misunderstand the argument.
Okay. Maybe I did too.
But anyway, in a recent, more recent case than Dubois, People versus Brady, it's unpublished. This court addressed this issue, and it said, this court ruled that the cost of SANE exam was a typical expense incurred by law enforcement in investigating sexual assault and was not eligible for a restitution award.
Cite that case in your brief, counsel?
I did not cite it in my brief because it's unpublished. However, when I was preparing for oral argument, I thought it would be important for this court to know what another panel was said about the exact same issue.
My question is about the site. Did you let the opposing counsel know about this before you came to talk? Because I was not aware of that case.
I did not, but presumably opposing counsel is aware of it, aware of the law.
Which case?
I don't understand why that would be so unusual, but Judge, to answer your question, I did not discuss that with her. This court also held in Dubois, get back to the published case, that typically the legislature must specifically include law enforcement costs within the restitution statute for them to be eligible for an award of restitution. So that's the proper form, I think, for the state today, is to go to the legislature and ask for that same.
Counsel, and how does your proposed construction of the restitution statute comport with the legislature's intent and declaration? I mean, it specifically has said in 18.1.3601 that we are to liberally construe Part 6 to accomplish the purposes of the statute. And one of the statutes is to make full restitution for those harmed by the misconduct of the individual. So, I mean, presumably, if the mother is responsible for this bill, that is something that is harming this family. So how does your proposed construction, which is to parse out bits and pieces of this examination, comport with the legislature's intent as set forth in the statute?
Well, I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not saying that you need to parse out parts of the SANE exam. Our position is that the SANE exam is a law enforcement cost that needs to be included within the statute. I mean, it's a separation of powers argument, really, isn't it? This court can't just insert law enforcement costs into the statute. That's for the legislature to do, and they're perfectly free to go do that. To ask if they want SANE exams to be included as part of restitution, they can go to the legislature and ask the legislature to specifically include it, like they have with other law enforcement costs. So if there's no further questions, I ask you to affirm the court below.
address just a few issues that were raised by Ms. Mountaineer. What the defense is advocating here is a la carte restitution, that they can pick and choose what portions of medical expenses that a victim has incurred as a proximate cause of the defendant's actions. This, again, this dichotomy between evaluation or treatment or evidence collection and medical treatment is a false dichotomy, because there is no treatment without evaluation. If someone, a doctor, was to render treatment without evaluating the patient, that's malpractice. That is what is being advocated here. Regarding the...
But excuse me for interrupting, Ms. Flaherty. I thought you told us in your opening argument that there's a specific statute that says that certain forensic costs are billed to the prosecution.
That is correct. There are collection costs involved with a SANE kit that are forwarded separately and are payable under a separate statute.
But isn't that a question? Doesn't that involve then parsing out the costs, which you just said shouldn't be done?
No, because the costs that are before the court are solely the medical expenses. The evidence collection costs have not been presented in this bill and are not before the court. It is covered separately. I think that one thing that the court should consider regarding the ramifications of the defendant's argument is that any time that law enforcement is involved, that somehow that magically transforms medical treatment into something less. There are several mandatory reporting requirements under the Colorado Revised Statutes. There are several outlined in 1236-135. There are additional mandatory requirements under 19.3.304. For example, people coming in that have alleged domestic violence, there is a requirement that hospitals contact law enforcement. If somebody comes in with a gunshot wound or a knife wound or a dog bite, law enforcement is notified. At that point, medical personnel who are well trained in their reporting responsibilities, under the defendant's argument, that wouldn't be allowed. That would not be able to be repaid. Or that perhaps some of the diagnosis or evaluation, perhaps like a x-ray for someone who had suffered a bullet wound. Well, that's diagnosis. That's not actually the removal of the bullet.
Time has expired.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your arguments. The case will stand submitted. If you wish, you would do due course.